So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Feel free to sing along out there in Radio Land. Just listen in your car, you're on the air. So join his partners in here.
Join his partners in here.
There's no fun left on FM.
There's no fun left on FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chips. You'll get lots of
squeal like a pig. And I mean that in the good sense.
What other sense would there be? You know, that was Ned Beatty's first movie. Was
it Deliverance?
Yes, having to be the receiver. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling serves St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Businesses, residences, large, small, any make, any model. If I don't stop, I'll end up doing the entire commercial. I need to save some for later. First,
hey!
Alrighty, the control board operator is from Birmingham, England. His name is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to, I'm assuming, your mom and your dad.
Hello, mom and dad.
Now you changed it to mom. You Americanized it.
I did.
And I got
did.
Criticized for trying to change your accent.
Well,
so
I was.
Feel free to go back to mom. It's
believe
okay.
it or not, I have actually only ever called her my mom. I've only ever said it in the American way, never said it in the English way.
So you're only like 98%.
I'm only 98%
British.
British.
All right. As we go around counterclockwise, that means next up would be Bill Cleveland, who's in here live to do his segment. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone, and I found a shorter way to get here from my house, so you may see me even more.
Whoa.
If that's a good or that's, bad,
that's,
great.
Yeah,
no.
that, yeah,
that's,
yay.
That's a thing.
That's great.
It sure is. Yeah,
maybe there'll be traffic.
Yeah. Great. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser house.
And if I only had a brain.
Yeah, I know. That's not very nice to play that for Dan. But, hey, we don't care. We don't care if he doesn't care. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are with Stifel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor and you would like Mark and Jason to give you a second opinion on what your portfolio looks like. You just check them out. Just give them a call. And you can go to markandjason.com. Oh, I forgot to mention, Stiefel is a member, SIPC, NYSE.
Okay, cannot forget that.
No.
Tim Woodburn. That's right. Move over. What was Rockford's first name?
Jim.
Move over, Jim Rockford. Private investigator. Tim Woodburn. Also our newsman. Tim, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hi to my mom and stepfather as well. They're actually on their way here to have dinner at the restaurant next Aww. Door. They've never seen the studios down here, so if they're listening, hi, and if not, hi anyway.
Hi, Tim's mom. And is the mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
Stepdad?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome to the airwaves if you've never heard it before. And if you're listening now, you may not listen again after the show is over.
He's probably engaged in a road rage incident right now.
Oh.
He needs that dash cam. He's got some road rage.
Oh, man. Or maybe he doesn't because it might capture him in front of his own car. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And I don't know how to... Boy, I don't want to bring everybody down, but I got a disturbing email, and that's why you're not going to hear Brett Boy's voice. I'm sorry. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Thank you. I want to retrieve this disturbing email I got about Rat Boy.
Who's been bad mouthing Rat Boy?
No, it's not bad mouthing.
Good.
Not bad mouthing at all. Here's what I received earlier. You already gave me that. Oh, thank you. Larry Connors interrupting our show. How about that?
Larry.
Yeah. Right in the middle of something very serious.
Don't come in,
Larry. Has to come in and update, telling me what he's going to have on today. Here's the email I received. It says, "Hey, Frank and the gang." Gang would be.
Oh, know, that's us.
Hey. Like Cool in the Gang.
Yeah.
As someone who's AM and the PM, I was very concerned when I saw this news. And I will get to Matheny, but this is very important. He says, I was very concerned when I saw this. I was on a road trip to Branson with my two boys this week, and we stopped in Uranus, Missouri on the way down. Now, a lot of you have sent me over the years stuff about, and Bill's been there. Uranus,
oh, yeah.
Fake town, but yeah. They've done a good job of making it look like a real town. He says, we stopped in Uranus. If you've never been there... It's everything it sounds like it would be. And then he says, Limey won me over when he started challenging Mike Evans' facts.
Hey, cool. All right.
And...
Well, thank you.
And then he says, when he says, I saw this news, he's included a picture... And it says it's the Uranus Daily News. It's a newspaper, and on the front page, it says tragedy strikes Uranus. Rat Boy has died.
Oh,
what?
My goodness!
I'm looking at it right now.
Rat Boy has died. Whoa!
That's so terrible. I returned. I'll read you my reply. To Mark, thank you. I don't know if you thank somebody for bad news. Here's my response. I wrote him back this morning. I said, Mark, I just called Rat Boy and got no answer.
What?
That has never happened this time of day. Now, this was about 10:20 this morning. And I told Mark, I said, now I'm worried. I said, I've sent a couple of police officers en route to his home right now. Let's hope this is another Rat Boy and not our beloved friend.
Didn't we just have him on?
No, there was no. You did not hear his voice today. Yeah. He's not here.
Oh,
he was on yesterday.
No, he's not on. He was not on today. There was no cheese. And
Rat Boy has died.
I am looking right now at the Uranus Daily News front page. Rat Boy has died. Now, Every once in a while, there is fake news. Remember when they released too early that Tom Petty was dead? Remember that?
Yes, they
did. It was hours before he was actually dead. And sometimes there's news that somebody's dead, and they're not dead at all. And Brad Pitt's been dead like two or three times.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, folks, please, if we all think positive thoughts, I'm hoping this is not true, but it is disturbing. Rat Boy has not answered his phone. The police did go by. He was not home.
And that's in the Uranus paper?
Rat Boy actually lives in Uranus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
And the Uranus paper, you know how when a little town, somebody becomes a big celebrity, they have that sign, "Welcome to Uranus, home of Rat Boy." They were just in the process of putting that together.
Man.
And now this news hits.
Terrible stuff.
We'll let you know. That's all I know. That's all I know right now. Missing, I hope not presumed dead.
So Uranus, Missouri is probably about a block long, right, Bill?
Right.
Is that correct? So
they're actually geniuses, the people. They've just got billboards up and down the highway.
No, it really is clever.
And it's just a store, essentially.
And I would love to get a hold of the guy that has created all of this and our band go down there and have a Uranus festival.
The Seven Saturn planet, band.
No, Seven Planet band.
And you could bill it straight out of Uranus.
Yes.
Coming right out of Uranus.
Yes. Coming out of Uranus, rocking the universe.
Another fine product from Uranus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's all...
Have you been there?
Positive thoughts about
Rainbow. Have you been to the Uranus?
I have not. I've seen everything there is to see, the fudge factory and all
that. Well, and then they have...
There actually is a fudge factory.
Yeah, and they've got memorabilia, you know, I love Uranus on a coffee mug, you know.
I have a shot glass from there that somebody brought me. But is it? It's about 2 hours
from here. Notice how down the show is about this Rat Boy stuff. This is sad.
I'm the new guy here. Yeah. Who is Rat Boy? I don't even understand.
Well, Rat Boy has been with us for 30 years, Dan, at least.
Quite a while since
a real person.
Yes. We were at Market Street.
Yes. He's a real person. I don't want to give his real name now.
No, just in case.
Yeah, the first name is Dave.
Yeah.
In case his family members have not been notified, and he actually is dead. Hope not.
He was an intern with us, and then he went into the Marines.
Mm-hmm. So you're being serious? This guy's dead?
No.
We don't think so.
You have to keep in mind, it's the Uranus Daily News.
Yeah,
got it. Headline, Rat Boy.
I'm slow.
Dead.
I'm slow.
We'll keep you posted.
Sorry.
Rat Boy. Athena Heating and Cooling, and I remember one time, Matheny went out to Rat Boy's house. He had no heat. He has a sad life. And they don't work in your... What county is that in, Bill? Uranus. What county would that be in?
Boy, I don't know.
It's about two hours from here, isn't it?
What's it close to?
Is it about 2 hours from here?
It's not far from St. James, Missouri.
Well, Tom Matheny himself went to Rat Boy's house. Mm-hmm. And he said, off the books, because we don't normally service anybody outside of St. Louis. I probably shouldn't even said anything, but it was a sad case. He lost heat. It was a winter. And when they went in, Rat Boy had lost consciousness. He was near, it's a hypothermia when you die from freezing. He was near his nose had icicles, little ice things in it where it frozen, and little rat hands were blue. Barely breathing, and Tom saved his life. Tom Matheny. And then they got his heat back on. And I probably shouldn't have told that story, but Matheny Heating and Cooling. Right, boy, if you're out there, turn yourself in, man. I don't know if you did anything.
Let us know.
Yeah, did you do something bad? You're afraid? You're in trouble? We'll help you.
I'm trying to figure it out, but I believe Uranus is in Phelps County or Pulaski County. I'm trying to narrow it down.
And I don't really even know where those things are.
Down Highway 44, keep going west.
Is it past Rolla
past
or
Sullivan,
before Rolla?
I think it is past Rolla, past Missouri.
I used to
live down there, so I should know this.
Is that fudge any good, that Uranus fudge?
I can't bring myself to try the Uranus.
The Uranus fudge factory is in St. Robert, Missouri. So
that makes it even more confusing. Mm. Why wouldn't it be in Uranus?
Well, it is. That's like a block. Uranus, Missouri.
Matheny Heating and Cooling does service businesses and homes in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They would love to become your heating and cooling company, and we would really like it if you tell them that you're AM and the PM when you call them. Cold weather's a-coming. The times, they are a-changing. Bob Dylan said it. And they're changing the night. This was it, folks. If you didn't get outside today, I think you may have missed the last blast of convertible weather and no jacket necessary weather.
The weather is changing.
Bob Dylan.
You know, random stupid fact about Bob Dylan that I found out yesterday, when they were recording We Are the World, right, back in the day,
yes,
he wasn't singing at all. He was just standing there swaying. He wasn't lip syncing. He wasn't singing at all. So, there you go.
He did sing a short little solo.
He might have, but after that, he just stood there and swayed.
In other words, the chorus part, he was just kind of standing there.
They probably told him not to.
Right. I remember his line from the song. I remember him singing.
What?
It's you, we make a better day, just you and me.
Wow.
That was right.
Yeah, Dan's right. They probably said, Bob, do us a favor. Don't jump in here. This is a pretty good song. Got some good singers here. Just hold back. We'll give you one line that lets you stand out and then just kind of keep it down. You say, what does any of this have to do with Matheny Heating and Cooling?
What does any of this have to do with Matheny Heating and Cooling?
Here's what it has to do with it. Bob Dylan listens to this show on the app, and he called Matheny to have him come out and look at his heating and air conditioning. And I recorded the call, the phone call, and they turned him down. Because when they say St. Louis or St. Charles County, they mean it. And he was calling from out of state. I'll play you a little bit of it because I saved it. This is Bob speaking with Tom Matheny, asking him if he could come take a look at his heating and air conditioning unit. Here it is. Here it is, Dan. Dan has the button.
Oh,
Dan,
you have
to play it.
I thought the phone was going to ring and everything. I didn't know that.
No.
Okay.
Right, hit the button.
Okay.
Dan.
Hey, Tom, can you come out and work on my heating and air conditioning?
This sounds like Bob Dylan. Is this Bob Dylan?
Yes, it is.
Bob, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from out of state.
I'm sorry. We only service St. Louis and St. Charles County, Bob. Sorry.
I almost got abandoned because of Bob Dylan one time by a family member because I had never heard of Bob Dylan. I was in high school. And we were gonna go play Wacky Warriors paint. My uncle Greg Woodburn came and picked me up. I was 16 years old, and I got in a car, and he put a Bob Dylan cassette in. And I looked at him. I said, "Did you record that at the wrong speed?" And he got so offended that I said that he ordered me out. He pulled the car on the side of the road and ordered me out of the car.
Really?
Out of the car. He literally made me get out of the car.
That's a legitimate question. Somebody would have never heard him. Sounded like the wrong speed.
Well, that's what I thought.
And now back to part four of Matheny Heating and Cooling. They get like four commercials in one. St. Charles County, St. Louis County. Don't worry about the size of your house or your business. No, nobody's too big, too small, and they work on everything. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. .com. This is always where we hit Bill's theme. .com.
It went to Reno,
.com.
That was my bad.
Bill Clavin was here. He's in the studio. He's going to send us somewhere. He's brought to you by Window World. Speaking of cold air, don't let it in. Keep it. It's like that big bad wolf thing. Huff and puff and coming to your house. No, you're not. I got Window World Windows, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. And now, live from the fantastic studios with the brand new big old clock in Kirkwood, 590 The Fan, here is Bill Clutler.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much.
All right, where are we going?
All right, couple of things. First of all, I decided to put on my website, BillOnTheRoad.com. Some folks may not be able to listen every day to this segment or the show or whatever, and so what I've done is I've now put together a little summary. So each week I'll do a quick little summary of things that we've talked about, travel ideas and things that we test. So if people want to go and check that out, they can hear what they may have
missed.
And
where do they go for that again?
BillOnTheRoad.com. It's called the Road Report there, so you get to see it. So we've been talking about California all week. I mentioned earlier in the week on Monday that because the Dodgers were in the World Series, I thought, well, maybe that'd be kind of fun to talk about things to do in Los Angeles or in the Southern California area. And if you've never, well, First of all, we talked about the Hollywood sign. We talked about going to a TV taping. We talked about odd things to do. One thing we didn't cover, though, is sports. There's a lot of sports in Los Angeles and a lot of sports in California. If you've never been to, for example, a Dodgers game, we'll talk about that for a moment.
I never have.
I used to live in Southern California, and if you went to a baseball game, pretty much the way it works in the regular season, everyone shows up in the third inning and they leave in the sixth or the seventh.
Where did you live in Southern California?
In a little town. It's not a little town. Called Corona. It's off the 91 freeway between Anaheim and, say, Riverside County.
I've been to plenty of Dodgers games. I've actually played out there.
Turn my microphone off. It's not Corona Del Mar. That's a different place.
Yeah. Okay. Went to Corona High School and lived out there for a while. So anyhow.
Don't they have beer there too?
No, that's the oldest joke ever. All right, so this is going to be on Frank. I hope you don't mind that I put you on the spot here.
No.
So California has more sports teams than any state in America. They have 18 professional sports teams. I want to see how many of them that you can name.
18 professional sports teams?
18.
I think you can do it.
California.
I passed.
The entire state.
Dodgers.
Goodell Health.
That's all you know is the Dodgers?
No, the Rams are out there. But Goodell, I don't know. Soccer
you go start at San Francisco. Right. You got the Giants.
Anaheim. You know.
Let's do it this way. Let's start with baseball. You mentioned the Dodgers. What else?
Well, the Giants.
The Giants.
Mm-hmm. The A's.
Angels.
Angels.
Yeah.
Angels.
Hang on.
Padres.
Yeah,
sure. You got them all?
Took it away from me.
Okay. Right, Angels, Dodgers, four Athletics, Padres, football. And Giants. Now we'll go to football.
Chargers.
Yep.
Rams.
Yep.
Raiders.
Yeah.
There's another football.
49ers.
Oh. 49ers.
There you go, Dan. All right.
Now, the most popular, I would think, sport, believe it or not, hockey? In Southern California is actually basketball.
Oh, right. Oh. The Warriors.
So you got the Warriors.
Clippers.
Clippers.
Lakers.
The Lakers. One more.
No, the Nuggets.
Northern California.
Are the Nuggets or are they in Denver now?
Sacramento.
You're on it. Sacramento.
Kings.
Sacramento Kings. There we go. Very good. All right. You guys are doing great. All right. National Hockey League. There are three.
The Sharks, the Kings.
That's very good. And the Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks. Very good. Ducks. Now, this is the one that might get you. Major League Soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Galaxy.
Good.
Wait, what?
LA Galaxy.
Yeah, Trevor's a soccer fan.
Where he lived, that's a big soccer
fan. And there's one more.
Who did...
This city also has a professional hockey team.
Los Angeles? The LA... No.
Yeah, it's LA Galaxy.
Is it San Francisco?
No. San Francisco.
Oh, they don't have a hockey. San Jose.
What happens a lot in California?
Earthquakes.
The San Jose Earthquakes.
Yes.
That's right.
You're upsetting all of the WNBA fans in St. Louis by omitting the fact that the professional women's basketball sport is in the state of California.
Sexist.
You just upset every female listening to the show.
How dare you? Yeah. Sexist.
Story of my life.
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go. So sports teams, you got to check them out. I really just wanted to see how many Frank would name it.
You know better. Play the game.
But so there you go. If you want to learn more about that or other things we talked about this week, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Wow. Tonight, Larry Connors, who follows us at 6 o'clock, will talk about teacher abuse. 5% of teachers are physically attacked. I would think it's more than 5%. By their students or parents of the students. So he'll have the lines open for discussion on that. He will talk about the JFK files. I haven't heard much because we've been in here working about what's released. My take on it is going to be we're not going to learn much of anything.
Well, now Trump's holding some back. I was just reading about that online.
Where they're not all being released today. What's that about? 50 years, for goodness sakes. Let's have it all. Larry says on this note he gave me about almost 100 people die every day because of opioid abuse. I think the new number is like 147. It's well over 100 die. Three times as many people die every day from opioid abuse than die three times than from drunk drivers and guns combined every day. So it's a big deal, and he will have an interview with Charlie Tuna. And things you might not know about Charlie Tuna tonight on Larry Connors, who follows us immediately. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I absolutely...
Wasn't he with StarCast at one time?
Racist.
Oh my goodness. What?
Inappropriate, Dan.
And the Charlie feedback, yesterday I had a guy in for probably half an hour, that Darren guy. And Darren, if you're listening, sometimes the best thing that can happen to you is truthful feedback. I got several emails about your appearance here yesterday. They were all negative. All negative. You need to know that because you talked the talk, but they didn't hear more than that. So if that'll help you in your journey toward becoming a broadcaster, I'm sorry, I would have shared with you one positive email and probably gave him a little bit too much time. I got a couple of bad emails slapping me around for that too. Should have gotten rid of that guy about 15 minutes into it. So, hey, try to help somebody out and give him a shot. And we did give him a shot. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I know this is one of Dan's favorite jokes. It is on the list. The list, I might add, today, this is the 16th joke since we came here. One a day, 4 days a week, 4 weeks. And this is one on the list. I still got two more pages of these. And then we go into the others that weren't on the list, and there's plenty of those. Young man in his teens has always wanted, and as soon as I say this, Dan will know the joke, a pair of patent leather shoes. If you ever have had patent, usually you rent them. Most people, I don't think, own patent leather shoes. You rent them as part of the tuxedo. Have you ever worn them, Limey? Patent leather?
You know what
patent leather is? Do you know what that is? It's a, it's almost shiny. Like, it's almost like glass, like plastic. It's so shiny, it's mirror-like.
Honestly, for a tuxedo?
I know how to polish a pair of shoes.
You don't know what patent leather is.
Nope.
Well, it's the highest gloss, the highest. It's like you spilled wet black paint on your shoes and it's still wet. That's how shiny they are. They're reflective. They're so shiny. And usually you wear them with a tuxedo. Bill, you know what they are.
Yes.
And I guess it's a British thing, but you'll learn. You'll polish my own shoes eventually. No, it's not about polishing. If you rent a tux, they'll probably offer you patent leather shoes to go with it. They're beyond, you can't shine shoes this shiny, all right? They're just super shiny. So he's always wanted a pair. And he finally gets himself a pair of patent leather shoes. And he's dating a girl and they go to a dance. And he notices as they're dancing that he can see up her skirt in the reflection of these patent leather shoes. They're dancing, and he says, "Those are some beautiful pink panties you got on tonight." And she pushes away from him, and she says, "What did you say to me?" He said, "I said I like those pink panties." She said, "How could you know I'm wearing pink panties? You look up my dress." He goes, "Nope. I have X-ray vision. I don't like to talk about it. Just a gift." So they start dancing, and she says, "Wow, seriously?" He said, "Yes, X-ray vision." I think she said, "Are you serious?" No, "Are you serious?" I think she said,
"Are you serious?"
Yeah, there she is. He said, "Yeah, I'm serious. I have X-ray vision." So he takes her out the next weekend. They go dance. Of course, he wears his patent leather shoes. And they're out there, and he's twirling her around. They're dancing like crazy. And he goes, "Oh, powder blue panties. I love those." And she says, "All right, come on now." "Yeah, I do have. You really do. You have X-ray vision. I wore like the thickest skirt I could wear, so I make sure you weren't seeing through." He says, "No matter what, I can see through everything. I have X-ray vision. Nice powder blue panties." So every weekend he does this. Ooh, black panties with lace. And, of course, he's looking down at his ultra-shiny patent leather shoes at the reflection. So after a few weeks of this, one weekend they're dancing and they're dancing and they're dancing. He doesn't say anything. She says, "You're awfully quiet tonight." He says, "Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm just thinking." She says, No, you're not. You don't know what to say, because tonight I played a little trick on you. I'm not wearing any panties." He says, "Thank goodness. For a minute, I thought I had a crack in my patent leather shoes."
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Accident cleared eastbound 270 at McDonald. Only the left lane getting past a crash eastbound 270 at 367. Accident on the right shoulder westbound 270 at McDonald. Accident southbound 170 south of Page. Only the left lane getting by. Wrapped up the crash downtown eastbound 70 in the depressed section. And an accident westbound 70 at Kings Highway. Injury crash left lane eastbound 70 west of St. Charles Rock Road. As the road you travel changes, so do your insurance needs. Talking with the Farmers agent can help you assess whether you're ready for the journey ahead. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
As the road you travel changes, so do your insurance needs. Talking with a Farmers agent can help you assess whether you're ready for the journey ahead. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is back with our 100% bonus for just one more week due to popular demand. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus for the last time this year. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starting Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Ripplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
You can tell Dan's a bass player
because so they're going. He's just.
I think I could pick the notes out if I just knew, you know, how to get the right one.
We're going to Southern California, and we're going to check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. As a good husband, when I bring my wife home from the hospital tomorrow, I will probably, over the next couple of days, be bringing various things to her from Annie Gunn's to help her heal so she can get back out there with that chainsaw and leaf blower like she did in the good old days before the back surgery. They are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed on Monday. And gift cards, I cannot think of anything more widely accepted, coveted, wanted, used than gift cards from Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. Now, here is Mike Evans.
See, if I was playing bass, Dan.
Yes, sir.
If I was playing bass on that song, my bass playing would be boom, 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 boom. I put some runs to that thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's just me.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's just me, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How's Tyann doing?
She's doing great. She'll go home tomorrow. Everything is fine.
Good.
I think we have time to do this now. There's a guy, and look, I'm not making fun. I'm not putting anything down. I found this outside in the hall here, and it's a thick cardboard flyer for a comedian who's coming to a venue right across the river in Columbia, Illinois. Now, what caught my attention, and Mike, you're closer to Vegas than we are, caught my attention was he's coming to the Falls in Columbia, Illinois. Right, not exactly the Fox Theater, but here's what it says. This guy, it says, direct from Las Vegas, live on stage at the Falls, Las Vegas Entertainer of the Year.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Comedian Vinny Favorito. Now, I've been to Vegas a few times. Vegas, at any given time, Celine Dion, Elton John, Danny Gans at one time, Tom Jones. But this guy, it says, Las Vegas Entertainer of the Year. Mike, have you ever heard of Vinny Favorito?
No.
Anybody in the room?
No.
Cher?
Yeah, Donnie and Marie. Yeah. Jersey Boys.
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, no, Vinny Favorito, Entertainer of the Year in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Now it says
maybe it's self-appointed.
Well, there's a quote here. It says, quote, one of my favorite comics. That's a quote from George Carlin. Well, he's dead. We don't know if he...
Yeah, I can't confirm it.
I'm one of the best Hollywood reporters. That he actually said, Mike Evans, my favorite Hollywood reporter, Abraham Lincoln said that.
He did?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's big. So this guy, all I'm saying is, hey, this guy might be fantastic. It must be great. Good for Columbia, getting him to come to the Falls.
I just Googled him, and apparently he's known for high-profile celebrity roasts and things like that.
All right.
So there you go.
There you go. It's all yours, Mike.
All week long, pop quiz theme are about people, celebrities who hate. Today, name the name of the celebrity who really hates Ariana Grande.
Who hates Areola? Not
me. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Areola. Paris Hilton, Kanye West.
He said
Paris. The Jonas
Hilton.
Brothers.
He said
Paris. I know he did.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
I missed it.
Why do we keep him?
You don't think Paris Hilton's hot?
I do not.
Oh, whoa. You don't think Paris Hilton is hot?
Too skinny. Far too skinny. You can see, like, her knees and elbows and all. Like, they stick out. She looks like an anorexic person.
But she's still really pretty.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Right, I like a guy who'll compromise. All right. Go ahead, Mike. Paris Hilton, Kanye West.
I like women with meat on their bones.
I do too, but she's still
something
pretty.
To hold on to.
Rosie still, O'Donnell.
Still Limey's all-time favorite woman. Limey's all-time favorite woman is Janet Reno. Has a lot of meat.
Oh. She's still alive, Janet
Reno?
No, she died.
Oh, well, how disrespectful that was.
Yeah. Stupid or liars? Matt Damon and George Clooney say they had no idea that their best friend, Harvey Weinstein, was a criminal and sex deviant.
Liars.
Mm. Yeah. Look, if I knew, they knew.
Liars.
I don't think they're stupid, so the only explanation, my opinion, Matt Damon and George Clooney, stone cold liars. There you go. Hottest scoop of the week, the blockbuster story I've been telling you about, name names of Hollywood pedophiles is coming maybe next week. It's going to be a huge story. Dirty Dogs, Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire are both single, have been hitting all the hot New York nightclubs, just basically acting like dogs in heat. And they never seem to go home alone. They always like take four or five girls home.
What's wrong with that?
That happens with me all the time.
Yeah.
When I play, we're out playing.
Those are stray cats.
They take four or five women home, not dogs.
You know what's sad? Oh. What's sad to me, Mike, is Dan has a wonderful girlfriend named Sandy. Mm. And she might be listening right now. She's probably crying. That had to hurt her feelings.
Hold on, Sandy, don't cry.
Oh,
here we go.
He's doing my routine again. Boy, I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. I just think that's going to hurt.
I'm sorry. I was just joking.
Well, let me put it this way. Not funny.
Wow.
Good guy report, Tyler Perry works 10 hours a week at his church in Atlanta. TV Nuggets, What happened to Curb Your Enthusiasm? You used to love that show, but if you've seen it this season, at least for me, old, boring, and dull.
I know I'm in the minority here. I don't think, what's his name, the Curb...
Larry David.
I just don't get him. I don't think he's that funny. I know he's brilliant. He's a great writer. I've never watched it. He's the same guy. It's just...
I tried to watch it, and I love Seinfeld. Seinfeld is
I do too.
Probably my all-time favorite sitcom, but I never got into Curb.
It's him with that same expression of like, like he's confused.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not nearly anywhere near a Seinfeld.
But I actually think the best show on television is what was The Office.
I know you said that before.
I would agree with you on that one.
Oh. I really like The Office. I told you about the colonoscopy thing.
I don't remember.
With The Office. It was one of the funniest lines I ever heard on TV.
Wasn't that show in England before it was here?
Yeah,
yes,
it was in England.
Ricky Gervais.
But there was only like two seasons over there.
So Steve Carell, the boss,
right,
had to go in for a colonoscopy, and Oscar, who's the only gay person on the show,
yes,
he goes to Oscar and he says, you know, because of your lifestyle, and I have to have a colonoscopy, can you give me any suggestions of how I can make it more enjoyable?
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
That's funny.
It was hilarious.
Fall TV report card, worst show, I think is ABC's Marvel's Inhumans. Have you seen that?
Nope.
No.
Oh, it's horrible. Now official, I said it was going to happen 3 months ago. Crocodile Hunter is returning to Animal Planet. Steve Irwin's family taking over. His widow, Terry, daughter, Bendy, 19, and 13-year-old son, Bob. For the record, Chelsea Handler.
She's hot and not hot.
Oh, man, she's a scuzz bucket.
Oh, yeah. She's scuzzy, but sometimes she's hot.
I do.
Chelsea Handler did not quit her show on Netflix. She was fired.
Really?
She was fired. Show Be a Knit, Kim Kardashian, seeing a psychiatrist a couple times a week for depression because she hasn't been able to lose 6 pounds.
The
skank just signed a $150 million contract. She's going to the doctor because she can't lose 6 pounds.
I sure hope she'll be okay, Mike.
I do, Frank. You know that, Frank, that's why you are a humanitarian.
I'm compassionate.
Top degree.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I feel sorry for her.
Nice Guy Award, Jesse Tyler Ferguson. You know him?
I don't.
From Modern Family, the redheaded guy?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know who he is.
Nice Guy Award for helping a tourist family figure out the New York City subway. I even bought their tokens. Well, now they're cards. They're all slide cards. And paid for them. Very nice. I mean, if you've been in New York City, down in the subways, it can get confusing. It's crowded. I thought it was very
down
nice.
In the subway, underneath the ground.
No,
light goes round and round. Sam.
No, I'm not really nice.
Okay.
General Superintendent of the...
No, hey!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my word.
New York Post headline. Above the sad story of the passing of Fats Domino this week.
Yeah, 89. We played a bunch of his stuff yesterday.
Headline screamed, ain't that a shame?
Could have, anybody could have done that.
I thought that was all right, though.
It was terrible. Yeah.
Just anticlimactic.
It was terrible.
I don't need Limey sticking his nose in reviewing my business.
That was not Limey.
Limey, you're not qualified.
Hold on,
sir.
You automatically dump everything on Limey. That wasn't even Limey. That was
Limey was even thinking about it.
Poor man.
Limey, I'm coming to St. Louis. We might have to have a cage fight or something.
A cage fight. Indeed, bring it, little man.
Bring it, little man.
Bring your bad self. I'll kick it.
Oh, my goodness.
And finally. You love me, Limey?
I do, sir. I do.
I love you, Limey. Hate. Who hates Ariana Grande? Paris Hilton, Kanye West, Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I'm going to say Kanye West.
I'm going to go with Miley Cyrus.
I'll say the Jonas Brothers.
I met Miley Cyrus when she was 5 years old. I'm going to say Miley Cyrus.
Wait a minute.
You met her
what
when she was 5?
What the hell was that? I met Miley Cyrus when she was 5 years old.
How did you meet her when she was 5?
Because I worked for a 5-station radio cluster, and we had a country station, and Billy Ray Cyrus came in as a guest, and he brought his daughter with him. I met her when she was 5 years old.
And you just say to her, you're going to be somebody? one day?
She's, yeah, I did.
You're going to party in the USA?
Wow. Hey,
girl?
Hey.
You can see it even then.
You know, I babysat for Ken Norton Jr. is now a football coach in the NFL. So,
so take that.
Big stuff.
You're going to go Miley? Tim?
No, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I want to remind everybody I'm on the sports show tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's got some great exclusive stuff. It's really going to be good.
Good afternoon. Right here at 590 The Fan. I'm going to say it is Paris Hilton.
The answer is Paris Hilton. The answer is Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Everybody have a good weekend. Take care. You'll be my cousin.
Maybe I missed a question. What was the question?
Who hates Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
Is it Ariola or
Ariana?
I'm sticking with Ariola. Yep. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Mondays. Reservations really, really necessary for Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and gift cards are always a good idea. Do you have any business you need to take care of?
I do.
I'll let you do that. We'll come back and say goodbye and wrap it up on I have some business. I have the business of First Community Credit Union to do. I was in there yesterday. I was in there twice this week. I wanted to freeze my accounts and lock my wife out because she's in the hospital. And sometimes when you're just lying in the hospital, nothing to do, you want to get on there and get some money. Order stuff on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
So I froze her out. I locked her out. First Community Credit Union is where we do all our banking, all of it. We have a debit card. We have checking. She still gets checks. She goes in, I'll take the yellow ones. You know, I mean, she still writes checks every once in a while. Credit card, car payment, all that stuff. All the stuff you do wherever you bank, you can do it all where we do and where thousands and thousands of people do, and that is First Community Credit Union, where you are not just a customer. You're a member of the credit union. The other thing to be thankful about and to thank them for, in addition to telling them your AM and the PM, is you thank them for the yard sale this Saturday morning, less than 48 hours from now. It'll be Scott Sherman, co-host this week, big announcement, Dan Strauss.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'll be in with Scott.
7 to 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the original yard sale, the one you know and love that has been brought to you for years now by First Community Credit Union. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and a great place to bank. First Community. Oh, and now till the end of the year, move your car payment from somewhere else over to First Community. They will put $100 in your account. And there's also the very good chance that your car payment will be lower because they have tremendous rates on car loans, very competitive, and often people find themselves not only getting that $100, and no strings attached to that. You just move it from somewhere over there, move that car payment, you get $100, and very possibly a lower car payment too because the rates are great. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score 5 or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Sadly, we are out of time. Thank you so much for being with us this week. It's the end of our fourth week. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Tim McKernan, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNTHD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of...